This is Sarah Bennett, and I found it. I don't know if I'm terrified or excited, but I found it. Okay, let me back up. Sebastian returned home from a supply run. He was wounded by a gang of marauders. Marauders, he said, who were led by a 15-year-old boy. The same boy whose father we killed last week. Sebastian put down his attackers one by one, including the boy. Wish I'd have done that when I had the chance. Maybe. Stop it, Sarah. What is wrong with you? Fuck. Hurricane's getting worse. Sounds like the house is about to be ripped from its foundations. What was I saying? On my way to grab the first aid kit for Sebastian, I lost my footing and I tumbled down the stairs. I heard something snap. At first I thought I'd broken a bone, but the snap didn't come from me. It came from the staircase, which hung open like a broken car trunk. I unlatched some kind of trap door during my fall. I resisted my curiosity for a moment. I treated Sebastian's wounds, let him rest. He's safe now. And then I went right back to the staircase. I raised the trapdoor, revealing more stairs going down. And this is where I stand right now. Staring into the pitch black staircase, knowing exactly where they lead. To the torture chamber of Quentin LaRouche. I made a promise to my listeners to uncover the truth of LaRouche House. And now, finally gonna finish that live broadcast. I'm not sure how good the range is on this transceiver, but I'll broadcast for as long as I can. Darkness of the staircase pulls at me with strange gravity. I try to remind myself that the ghost of Quentin LaRouche doesn't exist. It's not easy. All right, skeptics, let's get skeptical. Turn on my flashlight and ascend into the darkness. At the bottom of the stairs is a door. A door that leads to a different kind of darkness. Cross the threshold into LaRouche's chamber. For centuries, this room has been considered more fiction than fact. An urban myth of an urban myth. It truly exists. It's where LaRouche tortured the people he kept as slaves, and where the Brills murdered their victims. And now, I stand inside of it. The heart of LaRouche House. The ninth circle of hell. In the center of the room, it's an operating table. Looks like it's made of wooden planks and colored a deep crimson, bloodstained by torture. Next to it, a workbench with rows of flaying knives and thumbscrews, monuments to pain and suffering. God, the terror these people experienced in this room. I can almost feel it. Shine a flashlight across bare walls and... It's a tummy made of straw. Jesus. Now I know how crows feel. Oh my god. Whew. Breathe. Okay. The dummy wears the uniform of a Confederate officer. He's cobwebbed, dust-drenched. Above the neckline, a plaster cast of the man's face with hair and teeth embedded in the mold. Wait, is this supposed to be Quentin LaRouche? Did Susan and Bernard Brill set up a literal ghost to scare the children into committing diabolical acts? Wait, what the hell is this? In the corner of the room is what appears to be a child's fort. It's made of blankets. It's propped up by small chairs. Okay. I see a sleeping bag.
Hiding underneath is a pile of dusty photos. First one looks like a family portrait of the Brills, taken before LaRouche's spell was cast. So this is where the Brills family photos were hiding. Never seen the faces of the Brill twins before. Their identities weren't made public. There's something so innocent about them. And familiar. Here's another photo and... whoa. What? It's the Brill twins on Halloween. They couldn't be older than 10. The girl's dressed like a princess, and the boy... boy wears a firefighter costume. Holds a toy fire axe in his hand. Written on the back are the words, Halloween, New Orleans, Jane, and Sebastian. No. No, 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 no. Oh my God. If this is true, then there has been a ghost haunting LaRouche House, a real ghost. And his name is Sebastian Brill. How could I have been so blind? Oh my God. He said he was a firefighter. He told me stories. Convinced me of his little boy's fantasy. What are we doing here? Playing house? There's one last photo on the ground. Oh my God. It's one of the Polaroids Sebastian and I took together. My face has been replaced with a cutout of Sebastian's sister. Why is this here? What does Sebastian want with me? He's awake. He's coming. What do we do? Oh my God. If anybody's listening, please. Please help me. Anybody. Please.